Whoa, what another massive week.
Wake your ass up.
The week got off to a sad start because Ben revealed he was leaving.
Ben is leaving the show. This is his last ever show and our last ever show together. It's just surreal. It hasn't even really hit me yet.
It hasn't really hit me either. Until pretty much, it was almost last night. I sat down after the house was packed and I had a beer and I was like, you know, one more day of work. And I was like, one more day?
Yeah.
One more show?
Because Mel's already, she's already finished up.
Yeah, she's finished up on Friday. So she's been packing away. She's been a mad one, which has been fantastic. But yeah, hit home last night. I was like, oh my God, it's over.
It's when you're surrounded by the packing boxes that you're like, this is kind of real now.
We had plastic plates last night and cups and everything else.
Yeah, it's all those ones. Remember when I slept on the blow-up mattress for like a week?
Yeah, but we've got to do that when we move.
Yeah, I know.
But before Benny left, he had time to hug it out with his best mate / arch nemesis, Albury City Mayor Kevin Mack.
Can we just, being that this is the last ever time, please just put all of that aside. Can we see a man hug?
Sure.
Can we see a little bit of man affection
right now?
You go around to Kev.
Where's Brendo?
This is the last time. Don't bring up Brendo.
So beautiful. From everyone here at Star FM and everyone across the border, we're going to miss you, Benny. That was the end of Ben and Christy. Then we woke up with Christy in the morning.
Wake up in the morning.
And former NRL Cronulla Sharks player Bo Ryan joined the show to reveal he's on a mission to bring back the bum bag.
You know, I love the bum bag. It's convenient. Yeah. You got your pants. A lot of guys are wearing the skinny jeans now. You got your phone and that in there. It's not.
Well, it's what is it really? You've got, you know, the man bag or you've got the bum bag.
Yeah.
And it's like, what are you going to choose? Bum bag's way more convenient.
Well, you know what? I'm going to call it the fanny pack.
Fanny. You should sell the bum bag and then if you buy, you know, two, then you get the wig for like 50% off or something.
Everyone's loving Big Brother. One past housemate and our favourite, Stacey Wren, joined the show to reveal, well, she's not.
In opening, I would like to state that this year's season 2014 Big Brother is boring because every single housemate is the same. All of them make comments like, I don't care about people's feelings. If I've got something to say, I'll say it. I like controversy. I like stirring the pot. And in closing, that's all because I can't think of anything else. All right.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Stacey, your point of view?
Look, I have to say no to that because it doesn't take a certain kind of person to be on Big Brother because that's the whole point of the show. Essentially, they are just a bunch of quirky, good-looking, amazingly tanned freaks put in to live in a biodome and basically the best freak wins. No, in all seriousness, this year it really states that all people from all walks of life are absolutely the kind of person that are perfect to be on Big Brother. I mean, it's very diverse this year, Christy. I mean, for example, we've got Malibu Barbie, we've got Gold Coast Kangol, we've got Gold Coast Southern Cross Tattoo Barbie, and we've got a strip club manager and a token gay Barbie. I mean, it's very diverse.
Stacey, telling it like it is. We love you. It's been a massive week of highs and lows, hellos and goodbyes. And that's what we learnt this week. From everyone here at Star FM and everyone across the border, we're gonna miss you, Benny. Wake up and say hello to Christy, Monday morning from 6 on Star FM.